It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Right, a soggy Tuesday going on here. May the 20th, welcome to it. My name's Dablo, my little radio hut, complete with water wings. That's a good thing. All right, been looking forward to this. I look forward to it every month. We do it once a month. I call these, Lessons from the Leech Home or Conversations with Cassie. I haven't quite decided yet. Cassie Miller, and good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Always great to see your smiling face. And
Thank you.
We're talking the Leech Home, and today we're talking about a tough one. And we're talking about the tough love and, what can we call it, the decision. We'll just, we'll go with that. We'll lead with that. What can you tell us about this?
Yeah, it is. It's a tough conversation to have. When I got here, I had told Bill I wanted to bring some tough questions that come to me very often. And I want to help the community out, give a little guidance. Over and over, I keep hearing, my loved one needs more assistance, but they will not leave their home. They don't want to leave their home. And I get that. And I think it's important that we can understand when they're coming from. Like, that's their house. That's what they've worked so hard for. All of their stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But to just listen to where they're coming from, but to have those hard conversations, the tough love, be honest, you know? Be honest with your answers, clear expectations. A common saying that I always tell families is, use the saying, I want you to be safe. I want to know that you are taken care of, because that puts your love for them into perspective. You know, that helps them know, like, I really do care for you, but this is not what's best for you, and I need to know that you are taken care of.
I love your line, help me help you.
Yes.
That is wonderful.
Yeah.
And again, you talk about people that have been in their homes sometimes for like generations. This is where, you know, they were born in some cases.
Yeah.
So it's like, that is not an easy give up.
No.
Do you run across this a lot? I mean, is this a lot of what you deal with at the Leech Home?
Too much.
Yeah.
It really is. It's hard. It's hard to not get my own emotions involved, yeah. You know, because I know what can come, what beautiful thing can come, even when you're taking your meds right and you're getting the right nutrients and you have activity and you have a zest for life. You know, it gets so hard when you're in your home and there's only so much that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
So I just encourage everyone to really have those tough conversations. And even when they say, like, nope, the best thing for me to do is to be in my house, to just say, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. I love you, and I truly want what's best for you.
And looking at that bigger picture, because that uncovers so much too, and I think you hit on the word honesty.
Mm-hmm.
Just sit down and have that honest conversation and say, this is the reality of the situation right now.
Absolutely.
You know, and again, let me help you.
Mm-hmm.
Or help me to help you.
Yeah, yeah. It's tough, you know, and then I have those situations where they try and they try and they try and they end up in their home way too long and they decline so quick and they feel like they're so helpless. What could I have done? You
yeah.
know, and there is only so much you can do. You know, we look up to our parents, but then, you know, the tables turn and all of a sudden, like, that's our role, you know, to watch over them. So it's hard, but to be honest and to give them feedback of why you feel like this decision is the best, because
right.
you do love them and you care for them and you truly want what's best for them. You want some oversight and to know that they're okay.
Your superpower, I'm convinced, Cassie, is your ability to kind of facilitate things like this.
Yeah.
So if there are people out there listening to this, and it's like, Cassie, I need your help, can they give you a call at the Leech Home and just kind of get the ball rolling?
Absolutely. I was just sharing with the staff, you know, part of what I love to do is to actually go into the homes and visit with families to see what their dynamics are at home. And sometimes even just me being like, oh, that's a big, you know, fall hazard or
yeah.
anything like that. And I've lived in the community all my life. I know the services. There's home health and hospice and, you know, the county services. And there's so much more than truly what we at the Leech Home offer as well. So I'd love to visit with anyone. It is absolutely free of charge. I just want to be able to help the community and help those who are struggling, and look to people who do this every day. You shouldn't know what you're doing. You shouldn't know the direction to go. So lean on us, you know, for that assistance.
And again, you can see the end game, and you can see it. And I'm sure you've got so many great success stories coming out of the Leech Home of people that, you know, were very resistant to this. And, you know, there's almost like, it was almost kind of like an intervention. But now that they're there, you can just see how they flourish. You got to have a lot of success stories like that, I would think.
Yeah, it's truly beautiful. And I share with everyone that comes through the door, because everyone is hesitant. And I say, nobody comes skipping and jumping through these doors. Mm-hmm. So I don't expect that out of you. But what I do expect is that you feel fulfilled. You feel like we are here to help you and, you know, make the best quality of life for the time you have left.
Right.
And for us to enjoy that with them as well.
Absolutely. So, yeah. Absolutely. Like I said, I think that's definitely your superpower. Yeah. Right person doing the right thing. That is definitely you, Cassie Miller. I so enjoy these chats. Folks, if you missed any of our conversation, we will have this in podcast on our new website over at kbmwnews.com. You want to share what we're going to talk about next month, or is that guy, are you just going to leave that kind of a surprise?
Gosh, you know, I think I'm going to leave it up in the air. I'm
okay.
going to bring some more tough stuff for us to talk about, but I'm going to leave that a little surprise.
All right. You always leave us with a little bit more, learning a little bit more than when you first came in. Cassie, appreciate you. Thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. Thanks, Bill.
Cassie Miller, we're talking lessons from the Leech Home, and we're doing it once a month, and it's the second Tuesday of every month. So looking forward to our conversation in June. 9:48 here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.